Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Dom and crew tandem. Just 2 hours, though, but you'll get used to it. You know, always leave them wanting more, right?
That's right. That's right, man.
Dom, I'd like to come back to this Paul Waldman piece, a piece talking about the, you know, right-wing media's reaction to the Highland Park shooter. You know, blaming it on the marijuana and nagging female types. This illustrates, according to Waldman, an important function that conservative media, especially Fox News, plays for the Republican base. Sometimes those media tell the base what to think or what to think about, offering a buffet of stories and issues they're supposed to be mad about at the particular moment. But at times like this, they provide the base with arguments. It's not about whether those arguments could actually persuade your niece during a Thanksgiving squabble or whether they could survive a moment's introspection. It's just something to say, an answer to have at your fingertips when you throw back at the liberals, and something you can tell yourself when you're unfortunate enough to be exposed to a competing idea, right?
Yes.
844-967-2789. We know there's a few of you out there listening. It doesn't even have to make any sense at all. The weaker the argument is, the more important it is that it activates ideas and values that you hold strongly already, especially things you're mad about. Carlson clearly hates the idea that people, especially women, might lecture him about privilege, and he knows the large proportions of his audience do too. After all, his show is a nonstop festival of grievance and resentment about race and gender, and that's what his fans tune in for. Of late, he has been lamenting the supposed decline of masculinity in the United States. It's not a problem I have, man. But even promoted a special on the End of Men that suggested testicle tanning to restore manly vigor. Dom, you're looking quite tan.
I mean,
no tan lines.
I can certainly understand why Tucker Carlson is concerned about the lack of masculinity. I mean, he's Tucker Carlson.
I'll jump in here for you, fella.
Similarly, Crudy Ingram has been on a crusade against cannabis for years. She recently blamed pot for the Uvalde massacre, and there was no doubt that she'd point her finger at over Highland Park. Her viewers have heard it many times before, and they're likely to nod and say, yep, those damn kids with their reefers, that's what the problem is. What we actually know so far about the accused shooter is both highly specific and familiar in its basic story of an angry and suicidal young man. There won't ever be a single factor that explains the psychology of every mass shooter. Some grew up in poverty while others didn't. Some have diagnosable mental illnesses while others don't. Some are motivated by a specific ideology of hate, while others are driven by nebulous rage at the world. But there's one thing every last one of them has in common, without exception, and it isn't pot smoking or being nagged by women. It's that they were able, with little difficulty, to get their hands on a weapon that they could use to kill as many people as they wished. If you're committed to a vision of a world in which that will continue to be the reality, you can't entertain the idea that there will be problematic consequences in the form of innocent people being murdered by the weapons you fetishize at school and at church and at the mall and watching a 4th of July parade. So the blame must be cast elsewhere. And if you aren't quite sure where, tune into Fox or turn on your radio, and the conservative media will be happy to point you in a helpful direction. Paul Waldman, an opinion piece over at the Washington Post.
844-967-2789. Our audience always makes us happy. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you're first today. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Well, maybe he's auditioning to become the next Republican idol to take the place of Kyle Rittenhouse. Maybe he wants to get on the Tucker Carlson show or one of those talk shows or be invited to some Republican event, you know, where they cheer him on like he's, the great star that, like Kyle Rittenhouse. So he had to do bigger and better. Just something to think about.
Well, they might secretly cheer for him, but he's going to have a hard time claiming self-defense vigilante style.
Yeah, and maybe they can interview him from his jail cell or prison cell in the future, because it seems to me they're kind of attracted to guys like this guy here. Maybe in their hearts, you know, in their sickle, psychotic minds, maybe they wish that they were those people like that. I mean, there's something wrong with Tucker Carlson. There's something sick about those Republicans that won't even accept this fact that this horrified massacres are coming. They're sick in the head, and we got some psychologically damaged people running our country and state, so I hope people get out there and vote them out.
I got to tell you, Jeannie, I hope Tucker Carlson isn't listening, because according to his own words, you know, your nagging might drive him to, you know, murder dozens of innocent people. I just, you know, so be careful. I mean, you really, it's your ability, the woman's ability to nag, that's the real weapon of mass destruction, according to Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I love it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, my
Bye.
God. Thank you, Jeannie.
Take care, Jean.
I mean, come on. Really?
Well,
I mean, for real. I mean, the guy
spent a lot of time with the females in my family. I think there might be a point there made somewhere.
But. Come on, man. That is so terrible and so wrong and so misogynistic. I can't even.
Maybe if Tucker just put down the toilet seat, right?
Maybe Tucker's got some mommy issues. I'm not clear exactly what. He certainly has masculinity issues. He certainly has some insecurity issues. I mean, I don't get it, man. With a bank like that, you can do anything you want, but you're going to be up there being a whiny little wuss complaining about nagging women and I forget what were the other issues, the drugs and nagging women. That's the problem. And the bleak economic prospects. I mean, this kid was in Highland Park, Chicago, and I don't know what the specific circumstances of his personal finances or his family's finances were, but I would imagine they weren't worried about paying the cable bill. And he bought some pretty expensive weapons, and bullets are not cheap. So, you know, I don't know that that's the case, especially in that zip code.
Well, Dom, you just have to have financial priorities.
Is that what it is?
Apparently.
Get the $1,000 rifle or the $2,000. I don't even know. I mean, those things are expensive. I went last time I went range shooting, an indoor range. And, oh, my God, the price of these things, they are not cheap. And that doesn't even include the ammunition.
I saw, you know, a gun wacko down on the corner selling his body just to buy guns and bullets.
Yeah, it's gun porn, man. I mean, it's exactly what it is.
844-967.
I'm telling you, man.
2789. Dick from Madison out in the garage somewhere. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you know how they always say that the left owns the news media and all that crap? You guys are aware of it. I don't have to tell you. But I've noticed something since this happened, and I don't know why Democrats and or left-leaning people in the news aren't willing to go here. They want to pin it on all these weird things. I want to pin it on something that the guy had a flag, you know, wrapped around himself. Oh, you mean the former president? This guy incited so many of these things that it's not even funny. It's a fact. It's factual. It's out there. These people, the majority of them, are Trump-type people. Get it out there.
Well, there were images of the shooter with a Trump flag wrapped around him, Dick. And you know, but it seems like he really didn't have, according to the reporting, a very specific ideological bent, right? But I would say that a guy like Trump, you know, gives permission to the vitriol. And you know, the violence. Hey, if you see someone, you know, smack them. If you see someone getting ready to throw a tomato, you know, knock the crap out of them. I'll pay for your attorneys. I mean, that's how Trump did it. And we're going to find out on Tuesday, Dick, his the efforts of the white Christian nationalist groups, the Oath Keepers, and the like. I mean, Trump, he was speaking to them, stand back and stand by, right? They wore T-shirts. They were all down with it. He coordinated with it. This was an effort. So while there's certainly random issues like this, you can certainly point to his coordination with the Oath Keepers, or this administration's coordination with the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. And we're going to find out more next week during that 9 a.m. Central Time Tuesday committee hearing. But I think you're right to some degree. And I don't want to get into any of the specifics of any one. I mean, because there was a lefty that shot, apparently in D.C., remember, Scalia. And so those things there. But my point on this whole thing is, listen, there's always going to be crazies, right? There's always going to be people that, for some reason, maybe they're broken, maybe they're angry, maybe they didn't get a hug, maybe their spouse broke up with them, maybe, right? And there's going to be that rage. There's going to be rage, Dick. But if you don't have the means to use that rage to murder tens and dozens and hundreds of people, well, then all you're doing is banging your head against the wall. And the rage is not a new thing, Dick. I was talking to my wife yesterday. No. Remember our kids when they went through, the kids go through a little fit, like you can't get this toy, and they just freak out. And I'm talking about little, like, 2, 3, and throw their body on the floor and kick and scream and have that fit. I mean, imagine an adult having that kind of rage pumping through their system with access to a weapon that can kill hundreds of people in a minute or two. I mean, that's what we're dealing with, Dick. So the rage is not new. It's the means of death. That's a fairly new thing.
Oh, totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. But you just look back and see the number of times this has happened, and numerous times these people have been, I'm sorry, I'm going there, but supporters of this guy. And he has been the type of person that he's made this. He's enabled people to be this way.
Yes. Yes, he has. Certainly gave him permission, Dick. Thanks for the call, man. It's almost like he's been grooming them. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it's probably, Tucker Carlson probably would probably want to fit Jeannie with a brank, one of those scolds bridles we saw in the old books where it was kind of a face mask over the woman's mouth and a spike stick in it so she couldn't wag her tongue. That's what.
Do they have one in dom size? I'd like to spring the hell out of that.
I got one. It's with my GIMP outfit, Mark. Right, it's got a little zipper on the mouth.
and Laura Ingraham, she's scolding us all the time, but it doesn't inspire me to go out and take violent action against people. I mean, I think if it wasn't so horrifying and terrible, I'd feel sorry for those people. I mean, these people are just, what the hell is Tucker Carlson? Here's a child of privilege, Tucker Carlson. So, speaking to these people,
rhymes with Tucker, but go ahead, man. Mark
understands what the most of his listeners have gone through in their life. He has no comprehension of what they've gone through. He doesn't care. I mean, the people are just, just sad that these guys, then they spew this stuff out there and enrage people. And, God, it happened down in Chicago, down in Highland Park. What if it would have happened in Madison area? I mean, remember Bill O'Reilly talking about Madison where they worship Satan? I mean, I can't remember what Ed Schultz. Well, Bill O'Reilly was talking. Ed Schultz used to talk about that. He used to play a clip of that. And Bill O'Reilly, I can't remember the name he used to call. Ed Schultz used to call Bill O'Reilly. It slips my mind for the moment now. It'll occur to me later on. But, I mean, that these guys have been spewing this kind of hate for decades now. And, it's no surprise that it's coming out like this, especially the ease of access to these weapons of war.
That's what it comes down to, Mark. You can just go get yourself an AR-15 and a 30-round clip and, get a couple of those and pop a few off and go to town, man. And, so be it. So be it, man. I mean, I had a bad day. I'm angry. I got nagged at. I'm taking my drugs. Again, if it's everything but the weapon, right? That's the issue for the conservative media. It's everything else, but it's not the gun.
Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Listen at your own risk. CJ, you could be next. 844-967-2789. Just be patient.